Another episode ruined by Ray.
I didn't even say nothing. What the fuck?
Because it's just the culmination of everything that we have been discussing for the last 2 years, 3 years, three seasons.
What is time?
When we first started our podcast, we came on, we put about a good half an hour, you know, like, talking to the listeners, explaining our love for Charm, explaining our favorite characters. And I will say here, on this day, Monday, April 8th at 9:26 p.m., I take it back. Fuck Phoebe. Fuck Phoebe. I am ready. Please run the episode so we can get into this. I'm ready. I am ready. Hello, friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the season 3 finale, aka another episode of Black Girl Charm. I am your clairvoyant, but don't call me Phoebe, co-host Ray, joined by my co-host.
A hater. If everybody is dead on this world, and I am still alive, there will be a Phoebe hater. No. That's who I am. Because this is not how I remembered this episode, right, where Shax came in, Shax fucked shit up, and Phoebe and Cole were in the underworld trying to get to Tempest. I feel like I have had blinders on to this woman, and as we rewatch episodes, and I'm a grown... That bitch went to the underworld to get dick. Like, I know we are a Leo hater, but I would have orbited back into hell. I whooped that ass. What do we do next? What do we do next? Because I am ready. I don't even remember the flow of the episode because I'm so upset.
Well, she just finished watching the episode. But I've watched the episode twice. In between watches, I've watched Dark Side of the Ring, The Dark Side of Comedy, and Band of Brothers. Yeah. This is the most Libra way to say this, but y'all be happy I never went into stand-up comedy, because y'all would have lost me. Y'all would have lost me. Yo, be happy. Yo, I'm telling you right now, if I ever, ever say I want to be a comic, I'm going down to Caroline's. I'm going down to the Comedy Cellar. I'm going down to that spot on 21st. If I ever say I'm working on my type 5, please know that I've started taking harder drugs. And y'all got to call somebody. Y'all got to call the people. Y'all got to do an intervention. She said
harder drugs. Okay. Just say
like
no.
Cocaine.
Do I need to wear a Dare shirt next episode?
But no. Literally watching The Dark Side of Comedy and like them talking about their trauma and their struggles with mental health. And it's just like, this sounds from me.
Well, I don't know if I've ever shared this, but my brother used to be, this is a very long time ago, but he used to be a comic in Caroline's. And he would get called in. He would do it a couple of times a week. He was starting to get a following. And one day he came home and said, this is not the path I want to go down. And didn't, I mean, as a child, he didn't really go into it with me. And so I wonder if.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Like. Like the Andrew Dice Clay episode, like, I'm not gonna feel sorry for you, bro. Ooh, you lost your money, you lost your, like, you lost your claims of fame, or not your claim of fame, but you didn't pop because you played into racist play. I'm supposed to be mad at you? I'm supposed to be like, oh no, not Andrew. Oh no. You were like into race play. And then people were like, oh, hey, maybe we don't like him because he literally is, not only is he into race play, he's homophobic, he's misogynist. He's like the Andrew Tate of his day. Let's get him out of here.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to feel sorry for that guy? No. Get the fuck out of here.
Get him out of here.
Get him out of here. Like, I'm low-key, I have this much of sympathy for Roseanne because she had a TBI.
Did you not watch her TikTok this weekend? It did not come up?
No.
When she was drunk in Mar-a-Lago?
Okay. When I say like this much, what I mean is she had a TBI where like something punctured her brain and like altered her like who she is. Who she was before the car accident is not who we are. And
Tom Arnold has always had a point.
Tom Arnold was Chris Farley's sober coach? Bruh! If Tom Arnold is your sober coach? But anyway, like, the Mary Bamford episode really, like, because that's all about, like, mental health and everything, that really got to me because I was like, I am relating to the Target lady on a different level. But yeah, guys, if I ever you see a tweet, a TikTok I get on this podcast and I say I am working on my tight thighs, call the people.
Courtney Sockley. I just get you a big kitchen and let you spin around in it and be it.
I've watched Band of Brothers, which is like, if you want to see every white guy that you've ever kind of sort of had a crush on in the early 2000s, it came out in 2001.
Okay.
Like, Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, okay. I'm good.
Yeah. Tom Hardy's in there. You see? That's what I'm saying. Like, every white guy, like, James McAvoy pops up. White Arnaz pops up. Neil McDonough, but that's...
He's weird.
Who else? Jimmy Fallon pops up.
I don't know why I have beef with Neil McDonough. I just, the whole like, oh, I don't want to take a leading role because I'm married and I'm a Christian. Shut the fuck up.
No. It's not that he doesn't want to take a leading role. He's never going to kiss
a woman.
Yeah, he don't want to kiss no woman because that's disrespectful to his wife. And, you know, I was about to go into my Jewish roots. And I was like, you know what? This is not the time or the place for this on the podcast. I'm not going to give y'all like a lesson in Judaism. So let's continue.
Guys, I don't know.
Y'all supposed to say, have you watched anything?
I have. A little bit. So I finished. Mid-season, I told you guys I was watching the 8th episode, season 1 of Hazbin Hotel. I have finally finished it. And it was very good. It was.
Yay.
Finished Dungeons and Dragons movie and sobbed like a bitch. Wasn't expecting that, but it was a good movie. And Chris Pine has delicious lips, so there's
to that man who said, who is that, when it was a picture of Justice Smith and his boo. How dare you
I'm trying to think.
Other than that, I don't think. Guys, I've been so tired. I don't think I've done much. Yeah, I feel like besides staring into space, questioning my existence, I don't think I've done really anything this week. Oh, yeah, because of the whole car issues and stuff. Yeah.
I so also watched the Marvels.
I'm not watching it.
It's funny. I had a good time. Whatever. I'm not looking at you. I had a phenomenal time watching it. There were multiple belly laughs. Really good.
Like that.
I hate you so much. And look, man, I'm trying to work for on these SEOs, okay? Okay?
I feel you. And that's why I ain't do nothing, because last week was spring break. So these little shits were home. My shits were home. Both of them. So I was stressed. I was quite stressed. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I've started, so I need like a palate cleanser. So I literally, before we started recording Sex in the City, since it's on Netflix, you know, just as a, you know, for a little.
I watch it when it comes on E. And it did not age well at all. But I'm ready. Can we?
Okay. All right. Fine. Damn. You know, I try to meet a certain quota.
I know, we can do the tags and the things
so we can let people know who we is, who we are, and you just want to give them the meat. Oh my God. Anyway. Yeah. We are up to season 3, episode 22, All Hell Breaks Loose. The original air date is May 17th, 2001. Brad wrote this episode. Shannon directed it. You know what? I sensed that you were going to be like, let's just get into it. So, the guest stars this week are Matt Malloy as Dr. Griffiths, 147 acting credits, including The Blacklist and The Resident, and Mercedes Colon as Elena Dominguez, 62 acting credits, including 911 and You. The trivia this week, I cut out the cameraman. I cut out mad people. I was like, I know she's going to want to gobble this fucking episode up. The trivia this week, although mentioned, Tempest doesn't appear in this episode. He is revealed to be alive. However, because he sets reverses time, he dies this time. Michael Bailey Smith adds Shax and the source to his charmed resume in addition to Balthazar.
Mm. All right. Blue, red, it don't matter. That man is fine. That man is. That TikTok when he's like, love me like a muscular dad bod. Like, that is mine.
Yes. Ooh. A muscular dad bod? Two dirty things. Like, not too hard, not too soft, but can still.
And I'm like a wide middle where I'm like, all right, let's move.
And the hands are big enough so they can just do that instead of having to do that. Because sometimes that. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Mm-hmm.
This is a Balthazar sash and axe appreciation.
Giggity, man. Look.
I have no behavior, guys. I'm sorry, but I have said this multiple times this episode that I love this man down. So I don't even think I'm attractical. Grown at me is not attractical. No. Except when he did choke her out.
I'm just saying, guys, if y'all want us to do like an audio description of like a dad bod, I got you, because you know. Y'all remember, okay, I'm going to say it like this. You remember that episode of Friends when Monica was like 7, 7, 7? We can do that for y'all, but with a dad bod description.
It took me a while. I was like, I do remember that episode. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, you know.
I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour.
By the end of season 3, the Charmers have vanquished 47 eagle beings.
Kind of late work, right?
Part of your frustration of this episode is that this bitch put dick before work, and you expected them to put up numbers?
You're right.
Prue,
you're right.
Could fling a person out while simultaneously closing the doors, similarly to her grandmother in that 70s episode. But go on, Demon. And what we heard this week was Dream On by Depeche Mode. The IMDb synopsis is Piper and Prue bring a doctor to the manor to protect him from a powerful demon assassin named Shax sent by the source. When Shax breaks into the manor, he throws Piper and Prue through a wall, causing them to almost die. The DVD synopsis is when Piper and Prue are exposed as witches, Phoebe sacrifices herself to the dark side to save them, but
and
the
if you
guilt...
want to sit here and say this, see, you see what I'm saying? It was written. It was written. No, I wasn't losing my mind. This is what they put out into the atmosphere that Phoebe was trying to.
But the deal threatens to destroy them all. And our Black Girl Charm synopsis is the Charmwands were caught on live television while attempting to save an innocent, and as a result, they were exposed as witches. To undo the damage, the sisters deal with the dark side, determined by time, and reverse their sudden fame. However, this deal comes, you know, with a terrible price. And now we can jump into the episode. So I know you already gave us your initial thoughts and feelings at the top. So let's go.
I have one thing. If I could turn back time. Okay, I'm good.
If I could find a way.
All right, I'm good. I mean, I will say, I felt like Brian Krause, Hallie Marie Combs, Shannon Doherty, that hospital scene, chef's kiss. Like, I was feeling for Leo, where Shannon was like, baby, go up there and see if you can fix it. That man looked distraught. Baby girl. Mm.
You know my situation. Sorry. put on a show to get ovation. I'm so sorry.
Initial thoughts?
It was going to be Piper. If we lost Piper, Shannon was going to get that Emmy.
Ugh. I don't know, because she was going up against, like, what is it, Molly? Molly? Holly? What's that girl's name? Melody. Melody from...
I'm talking about not daytime. Like...
She would have... Daytime? You think she's got, like, an Emmy in me? Like, a nighttime Emmy?
Okay. Season 4. Because what we got... Okay. They think we're the monsters now. Ooh.
She had her sister's blood in her hands.
Mm-hmm. When she felt overwhelmed because they would not get off her property... To this day, I'm going to let y'all know right now, to this day, I have beef with everybody that was on her property. Y'all heard the shot. Y'all heard the shot, and nobody moved.
All I have to
say is... She should have done more. First of all, I got one hand on the wheel, and the other hand...
I'd have been driving.
What you mean? I'm flinging hoes. The fuck?
All I know is Sheila called her man. Okay, you don't bring your ass home. I told you about them girls. Bring your ass home, okay? You not letting these girls affect your pension. Not at all.
I will say this. The concept, okay, how am I saying this? On TikTok, I made the comment of, since when a guardian angel's supposed to be incompetent? And you know what?
We got a response.
We got a response. And you know
and
what?
And our response was solid.
The response was solid. The response was solid. And I will say this. I will take that response a step further.
Okay.
Not only are guardian angels slash the elders incompetent for all the reasons he said, let's throw in the cops. Let's throw in everybody. Let's throw the fuck in everybody.
Oh, the cops are absolutely incompetent.
This bitch climbed on a van with a sniper. It went bam. And nobody was like,
and stood there for a while and was like, I have killed the evil witch.
She did it. Let's take it a step back.
But when I watched it, right?
When that woman broke and entered, and she was still allowed to wander around, because at the end of the day, what she did was breaking and entering. Take that bitch to the station.
I do have something on my chest. I'm gonna take this straight 180. And I don't want to be judged here. I don't want to be judged by you, Ray. I don't want to be judged by these listeners. I don't want to be judged by our viewers. But I'm going to put it out there. Okay.
I'm not going to look at you when you say this. I'm just going to look at the wall.
Okay, you ready? Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Source is hot. I would do the source.
Shut. First of all, the source is Shaq's. So, of course, he's hot.
The source is awesome.
Yes! I said that!
No, I'm going to say, okay, but I'm not necessarily talking about, like the lack of a face, right? Because I read way too much evil sweat, and you know this.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of the face, the wings, mm-hmm. It's giving Lucifer. And I was
here for it. Oh, yeah.
I was here for it.
I'm here for a dark angel.
I was here for it.
A fallen angel.
What do you need to do? How can we stop the chirp line? I will not be judged. I don't want to hear no comments or no TikToks unless you agreeing. Okay? All right. Because y'all know me. I said this from season one. I like smut. And that, I really feel like Sean was the gateway to the shit that I read now.
So, like, it was charm for me that I went into, like, it's a fly girl.
Yep.
Coldest
winter ever. Omar Tyree had me on lock. The maintenance man.
And then it was Zane.
Coffee. I can take it back.
Yep. They tried to make me read Push, and I was like, no, thank you.
Nope, didn't do that.
I'm good. Henry,
this episode starts off so chaotic. How do you? Oh Lord! You couldn't watch Martin, but you were out here reading Zane. And how old you want to be? The fact that our parents were like, "Oh, as long as she's reading a book."
Oh, I love immigrant parents.
I went to. It was a Christian school.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to read Rest in Peace, Baby Girl. But my homegirl used to give me her Harlequin novels that her mom would buy. But because I went to Lutheran school, we couldn't read those.
Mm-hmm.
So I would take, remember like back in the day, you had to like wrap all your books in like the book covers. But you would always have extra, not enough for like another book, but you would have extra. I would use those and wrap. As long as she was reading that and Christopher Pike, The Last Vampire, I was reading that at 9. There's a reason why I am the week.
I used to do is I would just get like the word covers instead of like the word with the art covers.
Paperbacks didn't have those. Harlequin, you were getting full folio on it.
First of all, Fly Girl don't even look like Fly Girl does not look like the book it is.
maintenance man. You know, it's just a handy thing about the the guy from Overton from Living Single.
Yo, it always has thought in like a West Indian household when you're reading these books, and you're just like,
I used to take the hymnal. I used to be in the choir. And so obviously I've already heard everything that the preacher was going to say. So I would take my hymnal. So I would get a big bag. I'd have my little big bag and I would carry my book. And I would take the hymnal and put my little heart of quiz in it. Yeah, Jesus. Yeah. Fuck Phoebe, though.
Word.
How you want to do this? It's just so chaotic. Do you want me just like, I can just go through it?
So you don't even know, there's not even like an ABC plot. So I'll just go through it. I literally feel like we just got thrown into an episode.
So, all right. So we're going to get into it. So the episode starts off automatically with the sisters bringing Dr. Griffiths into the manor.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of arguing amongst themselves. So Dr. Griffiths on the side, Phoebe has a premonition. We don't necessarily know how Phoebe's premonition, like when it started.
We don't see it. She just gets like, we get the recap. I love this intro. This is
I didn't like it. It was too chaotic for me.
I love it because I think that's like the way it's supposed to start, I guess. Because again, we're thrown into it.
Yeah.
So that's why it feels like chaotic, but it works well. Because even though it doesn't come off of last week's episode, it does come off of last week's episode. Because she's like, take your ass upstairs to the Book of Shadows. Deal with Shax. I don't want to hear shit about Cole. Mm-mm. Don't say nothing. Just look at him. Because remember last week, she was like, I'm going to change him. I'm a change. That's how last week's episode literally ends. I'm going to change. End. So for it to start with them now, it does kind of pick up from, like I'm saying, it picks up from last week's episode.
I almost picked up from last week's episode. I felt like watching it, I almost felt like I had missed something. Like,
yes. It doesn't.
I don't like it.
Am I giving it a reach? Yes. But I see the vision. I see the artistic vision. And it wasn't that bad for me to be like, this is annoying. And then also because it's super cute, because in the middle of her being like, hey, none of that cold shit, do what you're supposed to do. Prue's is like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, oh yeah, you ain't know. He told her that he was under a spell when he killed the witch. And Holly's performance of this line was just like, she's just like, how pathetic is that? Like, how deluded. Like, she pretty much is like, this bitch is in delusion. You're deluded. Yeah, that's pretty much what she says. And like, her line delivery is, it feels very chaotic. And then it gets like, it's a gag that feels like we've missed something. Because after that point, Holly's just really, really annoyed. And Holly Piper's really, really annoyed. And just being like, your premonitions don't give us all the tea. Da, 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 da. And that's when it starts getting into like, all right, you dragging it.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
So while this is happening, Dr. Griffiths is still here, right? So he thinks it's a practical joke. And then Prue gets a chill and Shaq shows up. And Shaq is like, my name is not Balthazar. I don't know who the fuck you think I am. Motherfucker, I am the end. And blew these bitches through a wall. That was it. So while Phoebe was upstairs, right, it's the attic. Like, we have had other times where a sister has gotten thrown into a cabinet and they have been able to hear it from the attic and have rushed downstairs.
No, no, no.
This motherfucker blew her through a wall. And they had to yell for Phoebe. And Phoebe's like, I know, I'm coming. I'm coming.
Twice.
I'm coming.
Twice.
I'm coming. Twice. Bitch. Twice. Bitch. Bitch.
You know she wasn't doing what she was supposed to do. You know she was in that fucking book looking after this whole ass man.
Yeah, she wasn't doing shit. She was stroking the pictures that she put.
Mm-hmm. And That's honestly what bothers me the most about this whole thing, is because he wasn't under a spell. It was blackmail. It was literally blackmail.
It was so that
like
we gonna get there. We gonna get there. We gonna, cause that's a hole on the scene. We gonna get there. But Dr. Griffith is asking Shax, like, who the fuck you? Because now at this point it has set in that everything these girls have been talking about is clearly the case. Clearly mm-hmm. the case. And he's like, who are you? And he's like, motherfucker, yes. I'm the end. Okay. The Omega, bitch. And here comes Phoebe. She's coming down the stairs and she says her little thing. And he like disappears. Like y'all have blown up how many demons so far?
Mm-hmm.
You knew that motherfucker wasn't gone. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Like none of this made any sense. Like we have never seen you chase a demon. Unless that demon was still running too. Y'all not chasing it. Y'all ran up to the four horsemen and y'all stopped once he got on his horse and skedaddled. Like, we've seen y'all. I don't know.
So Leo comes in. Leo heals the girls. He was in the second.
No. Phoebe got to call this man to bring his ass downstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Leo!
I mean, he comes back to heal them. He comes in the. We are not going to do a whole episode on Leo bashing. I feel like there's a precursor that this man don't do his job. So when I say Leo comes in, that meant somebody probably called him because this man was horrible. Horrible this episode. But a piece of that too isn't his fault. He had to like, so there's a thing when you play Dungeons and Dragons, you're mm-hmm. not supposed to split the party. If there's a big bad, you don't split the party because you don't know what's going to happen once you split the party, and you're not going to have like your full cast of bandits with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I was like, why is this bitch splitting the party? Dumbass. But that's neither here nor there. Mm-hmm. So Phoebe and Leo decided to stay with Dr. Griffiths. I didn't think that Prue and Piper should do this. I do believe that Prue began to get cocky again. Like mm-hmm. everything that she learned from Natalie, we kind just of lost the episode. Yeah, just completely went out the window. They're going to go get Shax. Why are you outside? Why are you outside? This man blew open doors to whoop y'all asses and threw you, not through grandma's clock that y'all typically get thrown up against, not through y'all bookshelf, but through a wall. I'm going to bring this up later too, because there have been multiple windows blown out. Walls have been broken. Every fucking week that clock is getting blown up since the dawn of fucking man. And this is when, now y'all going to say something, oh, I knew they were bad people. How come the next one they may be like, let me tell y'all what happened last week. Y'all thought this was crazy? Let me tell y'all what happened last week. But whatever. They in an alleyway. Shax pops back up and they dissipate him again. And they turn to each other like, oh, it's a good thing.
Nobody saw that shit.
Ha ha.
They were wrong. Back to me. All right.
She filmed that whole scene live.
Oh, why? But I feel like this was the perfect cameo for Yolanda Vega. And I wanted it to be her so bad.
The girls want to be her. The boys want to see her. The girls at this point do not realize
that
they have been caught live. So they go back into the house. They're trying to convince Dr. Griffith to not say nothing. Like, shut the fuck up. Okay? We don't know what we're trying to save you from. But you see that big man out there? Shut the fuck up. Because he's going to come back. Prue doesn't feel comfortable with her encounter with Shax. She doesn't think that they vanquished him. And Phoebe don't give a shit. Phoebe don't care. The fact that they're huddling with Dr. Griffiths and Phoebe not giving.
She was like, as long as y'all got it, I'm going to go check on my man, all right?
You watched not but like a year ago, right? because this is very reminiscent to season 2's finale, right? Where that man got blown through a fucking armoire and then get back up. You watch your sister get blown through a motherfucking wall, is bleeding out on y'all coffee table.
Hoop and holler for your brother-in-law. Because you yourself said it's bad. Hurry, Leo, it's bad. So again, we all know it ain't good. And you're still, your inkling is still, but I love him.
Cause she not fucking Coke. I am 100% convinced that that man changes to Balthazar during sexy time. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. It's demon time. 100% demon time. Cause ain't no way you saw your. Could you imagine, like, you and I are witches, and you watch my ass get bled through a wall, and you like, well, I gotta go find out about Jose. Let me go find out about a man about a horse. Like, what?
And, I don't mean that in a ha-ha-ha kind of way. Like, I've literally seen men be violent towards other women and stepped in and been like, now we scrapping. I don't understand this thing of like, oh, well, let me go just chase this dick. Because, like, if my
she has a half a brain cell.
If my people are in trouble, like, I can never ever, like, yes, it's a show, blah, 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 but I can never ever, ever, ever see it for a bitch who literally will put penis in front of, like,
they go every single time. Through a fucking wall.
Yeah, I'm gonna skip on you, like, going to the club, like, yeah, we've done it, like, whoever. That's one thing, but when it's literal danger, when it's danger.
And they even tell this bitch, when you go to the underworld, understand we won't be able to contact you because you will be on a different plane. And she goes, that's cool. They got this. Power too. We've done this before. What are you talking about? And goes to the underworld. Leo goes to the elders to find out what the fuck happened with the fact that she ain't even wait for the elders to come back and be like, nah, he's still out there.
We can sense his presence.
Been one season of watching both of them choose lackluster. I won't say lackluster because Cole isn't lackluster. Of watching them choose men who are not good enough for them or not right for them. And then 3 seasons of them just consistently choosing dick over what they supposed to do. Hannah Jones raised me, all right? Samantha Jones, Maxine Shaw, they raised me. I fight men, and them two my mothers.
So this bitch goes to the underworld. And he's like, I immediately was disgusted. This man's laying on a fucking bed of hay like a fucking horse, like a cow. Like a this man is sleeping like Dracula in a farm. E-I-E-I-O, bitch. What the fuck? Yo, I'd have set myself right back. We good.
No. She was stuck.
Yeah, by the neck, bitch. By the neck. That motherfucker woke up and choked the shit out of her. Now, while all this is going on, unbeknownst to the sisters, them blowing up shacks went to, like, 25,000 people. Because that shit was live.
She said 220,000.
Even worse.
Yeah.
Right? Went to all these fucking people. Now they like, how are we going to monetize this shit? How do we monetize this shit? I thought, right? So there was one person out there like, guys, maybe we should find a little bit more. This might be a little bit concerning. How do we, like, minimize the damage? And in my head, right? Because if I was a greater power, if I was something on the level of a deity, I would have somebody in mass media, right? Did he do it or did he do it? That would be me. So that's what I thought. I thought she was an elder or, like, white lighter, but nah. She was just like, this sounds like it's not going to go the way you guys want it to. And they're like, yeah, we don't give a fuck. Because if we don't do it, somebody else will. So that sets up everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
I mean, it's newsworthy. Honestly, that's like a very accurate portrayal of like a newsroom.
Yeah. I just assumed that maybe we would have had like an elder or a white letter. Like I figured after Elena went, she'd have went to the bathroom, like orbed up and been like, oh shit, Leo, we got a problem. But that, that's me. I don't know.
Probably that because the elders had to have known some bitches did some magic. Like they had, like there has to be some sort of alarm. And they're just like,
you know why I think that? You know why I thought that? Remember the Four Horsemen episode where they had people scattered all around watching everything to make sure shit was popping off the way it should? To me, if we just narrowly escaped the apocalypse, right? That's how you knew the elders was a bunch of men. That's how you knew. That's how you knew the elders was a bunch of men. Because they didn't have the foresight like I did.
No, because here's the thing, though. Leo went undercover in that Horseman episode and literally saw their whole setup and had to report back to the elders and be like, hey, this is their whole setup. And the elders decided to be like, so should we get hot wings and buffalo wings or barbecue wings and hot wings? What y'all think?
I think we should get like pepperoni pizza. That's just me.
But on are we getting it from Domino's or are we getting it from some other spot? Because you know,
I'm partial to Marco's, so and they got cheesy bread.
Oh, so look, I can fuck with some cheesy bread.
Do order cheesy bread as well. Oh, what's that? What's that? These girls fucking killed Shax. Oh, tell Leo when he go down and get the cheesy bread, right, to not forget the pizza sauce. Because last time that bitch forgot the pizza sauce.
No. Make sure that they also get the lava cake because we definitely spent an over $50 and you get a free lava cake when you spend over $50.
But you don't want Coke instead? Like, you don't want Coke instead of a lava cake?
Nah, because, you know, I got a sweet tooth. You know, that's after all that.
That is literally what is going on. Literally what is going on. At the same fucking time, Daryl's boss is like, you motherfucker. The rumors about you and your weird ass friends are right. Look at this
shit. All the rumors are true.
Like, look at this shit. And he's like, these girls, Sheila gonna have my ass. He looked like, I gotta go fucking tell Sheila. Sheila probably was paging him. Like, I'm gonna fuck you up when you get home because I told you leave these bitches alone when they forgot you at the wedding. I know that bitch was paging him.
You know, black people.
Also, that movie did get pulled out of the theaters. I'm very happy. We will not be a Black Society of Magical Negroes.
Every time I hear that sound that Tony made, you know, black people, I think of Piper Halliwell. I y'all will too. You're welcome.
So Leo comes back and he's like, so mind you, before even Leo comes in, right? Piper is in the kitchen with the TV going on. Nobody's paying attention to like the fact that they are on TV. The TV footage is like the Hallowell sisters. Nobody pays attention to it until Leo orbs down.
No, because Daryl's the one flipping TV. And then
you're right. But you know what's wild though? You know what's wild? Yeah. I am here protecting an innocent, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by me protecting the innocent, it got out in the streets. Why the fuck you telling me to minimize the damage? What are you here for? What are y'all here for? Explain. I don't know. I might have cussed out Leo. Because you went upstairs and the only thing that you came back with is that the elders want us to figure out how to minimize the damage quickly. That's what you came. You could have stayed in heavens with that. You could have stayed in heavens with that. You could have stayed. That's like Jesus
wept. How would we minimize damage? Y'all the ones with the dust.
Doesn't, because the dust is not for. We all know the dust is for. Yes. Did he do it? Or did he not? Like.
The dust is for date raping and skipping out on your rent. Got it.
So they go to the hospital. Leo Orbs went to the hospital to get Griffiths because they believe that Shax is going to try to take him out again because the first two times did not go well. Leo goes, hell nah. You trying to get me exposed as well, bitch? What? This who you sleep with every night? Is this your man? Is she going to stand beside him?
Every fucking day. And I'm going to look at her like.
So they go outside. It's a fucking shit show. Fucking shit show. You got a self-proclaimed witch named Alex Hicks. Remember that name. And people are just outside. All just outside. It is wild. Wild. Dow has to come and do the bare minimum as cops do. To like control the crowd. And as this, now guys, I want you to think about that. So you got the top level, right? Elders ain't doing shit. Keep that in mind. Elders ain't doing a goddamn thing.
Hold on.
So you got the middle play where Earth and everybody's walling the fuck out because there's demons and witches can blow up demons. And we weren't prepared for that. What's happening in hell? This bitch, I love you, Cole. I can change you. No, you can't. I can change.
Sorry, I was thinking about John Legend.
I feel you. So she ends up throwing the potion, and he is a new man. How do we fix this? I love you. How do we fix this? Because we can't go up top because they're going to just chase us, and our love isn't going to be what it should be. So where does that leave us? Down here. Get the fuck out of my face. I'm so annoyed. Like, your sisters are, like, literally fighting for their lives up here. And you over here, like, how do we get our love strengthened? I'll follow you to the ends of the world. They can't. I will do anything.
I will go and bring you the wound.
Literally.
I will be your hero, your strength. Sorry. I don't want to get sued. Continue.
So just like they feared, they go to get Dr. Griffiths. Shax attacks. Again, they partially vanquish him. And it's caught on film yet again. Yet again. Thanks, Leo.
I mean, to be fair, what were they supposed to do? Because Shax is exposing magic, and they don't care that he's exposing magic either.
I mean, you really gonna be upset about the big blue demon that just tried to take out a doctor?
What I'm saying is it doesn't, like, at the end of the day, like, it was gonna happen again because he don't care. He's shooting the fair one anytime, anywhere, like bam, bam, bam.
On site, bitches. This happens. People are spreading gossip about the girls. The elders finally come back and they're like, hey, we got an idea. You remember that demon Tempest? Y'all go figure out how to make him turn back to, like, fucking useless. Useless.
But also making it seem like it's your idea and not our idea, so the source of all evil will do it. You mean to tell me y'all think y'all getting the jump on the motherfuckers who got 24 hour surveillance on everybody everywhere? Jump? Like.
So all this is happening. Alex has broken free from the barrier, partnered with Elena to see if they can get into the manor. And our girl Prue not having any of it. Shouldn't have it. That bitch flings her out. Flings her the fuck out.
This is our home. Are you stupid? Get out of here. No, get that bitch the fuck out of here. That ass to us.
So Peru's idea is that, well, since our dumbass sister is already in the underworld, why doesn't Cole just go talk to Tempest? And who do they send? Leo. And Leo was like, I don't want to do, you know what? I did applaud him. Because he was like, what if things get worse? You guys cannot reach me.
I'm listening to you continue.
And this bitch is like, what do you mean? How can it get worse? It's not going to get worse. Everything will be better once time resets. So Leo goes, everything is not better. The source, Cole does go talk to the source. Source is like, I know about you, bitch. You think we cool? You think because you decided you want to be evil again? We cool? No, motherfucker. We're not.
Absolutely also not. I know your bitch is here. I know your bitch is here. I can smell her. I'm not going to say it smells clean, but it'll smell like she's been down here before.
I'd be so done with you. I'd be so done with you.
Am I wrong, though? Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. So the source is like, yeah, you think everything is sweet up there? Tempest is weak. Why would I give you one of my best men after everything you put me through? What are you going to give me? What you going to give me? He was like, I'm not giving. So he's like, give me your best bitch. Give me that bitch. That bitch got to stay here with me. That's what she going to be if you want to save the charm ones. He's like, I'm not doing that. And he's like, well, one of them about to go bye-bye because I see it all, boo. I see it all. So what's it going to be? Because I can't pretend. What's it going to be? More than friends. Hold it tight and don't let go.
You never mind you lose control. Don't let go.
He was like, why don't you ask that basic bitch what she thinks? Because I bet you she going to stay. Tell her what I know. Because she going to stay. And this is the turning point of the episode. So back in the middle ground in Earth, Piper and Prue are trying to figure out what the fuck they're going to do next. Prue has put one of the glass tables up against the door that Alice just went through, thinking that was going to help and that no other reporter was going to get through. As they're having the conversation, Piper's back is turned towards that window. Fuck the police. Alice climbs on top.
You can buy your way out of jail, but you can't buy freedom.
She climbed on top of that van with a sniper rifle.
Yeah, she did.
Lean that shit up against her fucking shoulder amongst multiple people and the cops. And this was an assassination. The cops let her do this. The cops let her do this and took out our girl, Piper. In the gut. And Prue turns into the Witch of Madness.
To be honest, if any y'all wanted to see her go crazy, this is it. Because
she's like, Where are my kids?
And it wasn't even just that. It was the fact that they would not let her move. Y'all heard the shot. I docked you in my face with a camera talking about how, where you going? What the fuck you mean, where am I going? Yo. You lucky that my powers could only toss your ass? Because if I could physically harm you, I would. If I could physically harm you without a limerick, your ass would be grass. You whack ass bitch.
This next scene was, when I say that acting, it's the best acting.
I'm telling you, like, from this episode, if she submits this episode and, like, whatever they would have given us in 401,
and you could take this out if you decide to, and you let me know when you edit tomorrow. Brad looked at this shit and said, we gonna get rid of Prue, and that'll make no sense. She's gonna hit offense. You have Phoebe, and you have Prue. And you looked at this shit and said, she gotta go. When Prue was holding her hand and was like, my legs are getting cold. I can't feel my legs. I love you. I was gone. Also, Q applaud the makeup artist, because as the scene is unraveling and every time they go back to Piper's body, her face is getting like more purpley and like you can see the blood. I'm typically not like into scenes like that like you are, but oh my God. Oh my God.
And it's just like, it's little touches because like she has a little touch of blood on her nose too.
It was so good.
It's just like, she's directing herself.
Ah.
She's directing herself and her homegirl in a passion project. She was, oh my God.
You telling me if we ain't have like, if we had Marvel in the early 2000s, that bitch wouldn't have been Wanda? You telling me she wouldn't have been Wanda? Oh my God. So she has just watched her sister die while her white lighter and her sister husband is with her other dumbass sister.
Pause. We missed this whole part. Because even what that. Part?
Oh.
Oh. Port.
It's right up there. It's right up there. We set it off. When she get in the car and she trying to drive the car.
Mm-hmm.
And they shoot it in the car. Fuck Phoebe. There's nothing that you can say. There's nothing that you can say. There was no power three. There was no white lighters. That bitch deserved everything that she was supposed to get when they put her ass on trial. Everything she was supposed to get. So Cole comes out of the sorcerer's lair. Tells Phoebe and Leo what the sorcerer's terms are. And people think, why would he think that I want to do that? Why would he?
Because it's the only way to save you, one of your sisters. You lying. Why would he think that? Leo, go check. Come in. Feel all crumpled mess.
Go find a way to save her.
You know what? This is gonna be me. This is me. This is me gonna sprinkle. A little bit of hateration. We're gonna do a little sprinkle parsley on this meal. That's not your soulmate. That's not just fucking soulmate. Cause you should have felt that shit. You should have felt that
shit. I think when he left the underworld, like as he was orbiting up, he knew before he even like landed, I think he knew. He already had that look of defeat when he showed up. He knew it wasn't Prue. He knew that he was going to see his wife's body. I know in his head, he was like, I can't fucking stand Phoebe. When I told you earlier that I don't like your fucking sisters and why we have to live with that. He was like, I'm right, but I don't want to be right.
I didn't even tell him, like, yes, I understand that the sisters are stubborn. They don't do what they want to do. They don't say what they want to say. They go whatever. But you didn't even put up a fight. You weren't even like, hey, guys, maybe we shouldn't do that. This doesn't fit. Nah, they was just like, hey, check with your fucking friends, you whack-ass bitch. Get the fuck out of here. We're going to chase out this motherfucker in the alley, all right? I don't know why they from. Where they from right now. That's pretty much what it is. Like, you didn't put up a fight, and I'm sorry you lost your bitch. Huh?
He never does, right?
Here, but it's really going to pop off in season 4. Because, like, bruh, that doesn't even inspire you to be a better white lighter.
Oh! I mean, he got his girl back.
But she still died.
He got his girl back. He was like, one of the other bitches died. I'm good. I told you.
No, I'm just saying, if this was another show, if this was any other show, this would have inspired him to be a better man. Because, yeah, I got her back, but I still lost you. That was a real fucking loss. Like, you lost both of them. And one of them was your wife. And you still want to be like...
Does he remember?
Yes.
Because he was in the underworld when Todd went back. You're right. He goes back to Cole and Phoebe. Phoebe immediately knows, because of Leo's face, that it is not proven that it's Piper that has died. So she agrees to Source's terms. But you are dealing with a demon, you dumb bitch. So when the source tells Tempest to turn back time, he was like, first of all, fuck that bitch and make sure that you detain Cole. So what I didn't say was part of her her agreeing is that Cole would be allowed to go and talk to Prue and Piper right before Shax came in to let them know everything that went down.
Yeah.
But that did not happen because he was detained. Because you're an idiot. Because you're a fuck. Like, why would you trust a deep? You are literally the... You're everybody's problem. Like, you the elder's problem. You your sister's problems. You your man problem. That man was chilling like a vampire on a bale of hay with not a care in the fucking world. Yo, when they were arguing, he had like bits of hay stuck in his hair. I was just like, is this your man? So we go back. So what I want to say, the setup was right before we went to the underworld is that the world now knows how dangerous Prue is and they don't like it. They don't like it at all. No. So the SWAT team gets sent out. And so the SWAT team is lining up as this girl is mourning her sister. And they have it. So one of them comes in and she beats the shit out of him. Fucks him up. However, there's another one outside the door. He has a clear thermal body shot and shoots through the wall, similar to Piper. And right before it hits her, she has her hands up. Tempest resets time. They are both alive again. We are back in the manor with Dr. Griffiths like we were at the very, very beginning. Cole does not arrive.
Prue's inkling. She was tapped into her roots. Because when time resetted itself, she immediately was like, something's not right. I don't like it.
I don't trust it.
Mm-hmm. Something in my bones. And then Shax comes in. She starts hollering for Phoebe, but there's not a sound.
Because Phoebe's in the underworld?
Mm-hmm.
Shax blows her through the wall.
He goes to kill Griffith first.
Yep.
Prue sacrifices herself. Piper gets stage fright.
Yeah.
And then Griffith dies. And in true Charmed season finale fashion, when Shax takes his ass out of their house, he closes the door behind them.
But instead of it being it's just utter destruction. Utter destruction. This was a rough episode. This was a...
Honestly, you cut all the Phoebe parts out. Phenomenal episode.
I guess this would go into like, well, what would we change? Right?
Mm-hmm.
The elders knew that they were sending a white lighter into the underworld to go and make a bargain.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that he could not communicate.
Mm-hmm.
All them other white lighters, y'all couldn't have one on standby if something went wrong?
No.
Like, everybody is to blame. Like, every single body is to blame here. How wild to me. Like, they're supposed to be the charm ones. Like, we do not see another force as dangerous as them until the very ending of Charm. And y'all don't have a backup white lighter to heal this. Get the fuck out of here. And I understand that it is essential to what was going on in the background. I get that. We've talked about it before. Shannon has said, why would I have directed my own death? Like, I did not think. Like, it was never.
And if I'm being honest, You can't watch 22 without sliding right into 401. And watching 401, Shax is fucking up mad people. All them people taking Shax shots and Prue dies. That don't make no sense. And what also bothers me, like, this is the Grey's Anatomy person inside of me, but how did she die? Like,
because if you watch the very first time she gets thrown in, she's bleeding out on the tape. So I'm assuming because she lands on glass, something gets sliced. It's a Selena situation, right? Like she gets hit with an artery or something.
But that's never okay. That's a 401, whatever. We'll get into that.
But she ends up because when he goes to heal her, all the blood gets like sucked back in. So I'm just assuming she bleeds out.
Yeah,
wrong sister died.
You healed the wrong witch.
I had to block it out because all these years I always thought that she was trying to find like in my head I thought she was down there trying to find Tempest, not trying to get her dick back.
I feel like this was chopped up and given to us because this was a two part. I remember this being two parts. This wasn't like a one episode finale.
It was the next one, 401 and 402 were two parts.
I know that. I guess I watched it today. I was like, oh, previously on Dark. If I don't, maybe it's a Mandela effect or whatever, but for whatever reason, I remember this being having 22 and 23, not just
22. I always thought there was a 23. I did think, I even looked today. I was like, I don't think it ends, but yeah, you know, there was none.
Right. I don't remember it being Phoebe going down there for Cole, but based off of
what we just watched.
Yeah, and last week's episode of her being like, oh, I'm going to fix him and I'm going to save him. Maybe it's a little Mandela effect and a little bit of our brain being under
a little bit of Monica in our lives. I don't know. I'm disgusted. I feel like every episode I come on here, I'm just disgusted by Phoebe. But this takes the cake. Could you imagine? When you want to come back in my face next episode, I will punch you in your fucking throat.
I know it happens in 4-2. And with it being so, for us at least, it being back to back to back in that sense, I know we're going to have so much smoke when Phoebe goes, I know you blame me because I wasn't here. Bitch, not only do I blame you, I wish it was you. Get the fuck out of my face.
Get out of my face, you whore. You demon lover. Get out of my face. Like, and yes. Then, right, for the next three seasons, he puts her through fucking hell. All of this shit, and he puts her through, like, you deserve every single moment of every fucking thing you got. You don't deserve Coop.
She absolutely doesn't, because you abandoned a charge. It wasn't even like y'all weren't even sure the danger was properly dealt with. You abandoned a charge and was like, let me go suck some dick real quick. Apparently suck some dick on some hay, whatever. But
you went into enemy territory. Wait till that man come back to try to kill you. Like, what is wrong with you?
It's last week when I said that it would have been so much better had they stuck to the original storyline, which was he was blackmailed into killing a witch. Because this shit fucking sucks.
Like, did we just completely forget that they had his father's soul? I bet it doesn't come up anymore.
We're the only ones who remember that point. But this fucking, yo, soul is not some...
The trail of bodies behind this relationship,
you know? Fuck that. The trail of bodies behind fucking Cole. Because on Twitter, somebody was just like, oh, Phoebe and Cole are definitely the more racist couple out of between Piper and Leo and Phoebe and Cole.
Prue and Andy.
Prue and Andy didn't even come up. It was literally Piper and Leo. And I was like, Phoebe and Cole are, I would have voted for Obama 3 times if I could, racist. If they go, if we're going to call them racist. But let's be clear. Balthazar is a mass murderer. And I'm pretty sure he's going to kill some PLCs. Like, let's...
Who's a Republican?
You know, no. He's a Republican to get a hippie wife and change his ways a little bit. No. The way he was acting, I could be good. I could be good.
That man voted for Cheney. He was a prisoner of war. He voted for Cheney.
And he voted for Trump.
He ain't tell nobody he voted for Trump. He ain't tell nobody. He was like, we did a joke.
I hate you so much. But.
And he didn't vote for Hillary because she was a woman. Let's be honest.
So far. But, yo.
Yo, they're a couple that'd be like, hello? There's these two black kids running up and down my paper. And I've never seen them before. Am I wrong?
I was like, I'm going to
We are never interviewing them.
We're never, especially at this one. is an accidental freezer.
It's an accident. Please explain that.
What I mean by that is, be happy that she got is some freezing. She got a better control on her freezing, and she don't got a gun because. Ah, oh my god, I was just so scared. I was scared. I didn't know. He had his foot on the property line. I was terrified, guys. Okay. You saw him. He was in danger. You saw them.
Be glad, Charge. What you say? Be glad she's not Homelander. What the fuck?
No. Piper isn't Homelander. But she is that, like, that scared racist lady that accidentally, like, that's what I'm saying. Be happy.
I'm saying, like, do you remember what the very first episode where they, like, run through his girlfriend?
Oh, you're finally watching The Boys. Yay!
I've seen the first season of The Boys. I just haven't watched anything else. Mm-hmm. It's just sometimes a little bit too gory. But I'm saying, because you said that, she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
All of his pieces. I mean, he's still, like, for the most part here. You can't do an open casket, but he's still here.
That's what I'm saying. That is Piper. Piper is the...
All them girls, man. All of them. Do you know that Asian TikToker that's getting dragged? Because he was like, you people should be... That's Paige.
That's Paige. I already dumbed it down like a third grader for you.
That's not Paige. That's Paige.
Being honest, Paige is. And if we get rid of all the Mexican people, Donald Trump, who's going to clean? That's Paige.
Oh, God.
And you've seen it too.
What should we do for you guys? We're never getting monetized.
It's gonna get canceled because she's gonna call something.
Prue get canceled, she dead.
I was saying that she was alive. Still around. In this conversation, in the context that we're having, if she was alive, she would. It's either going to be a Kramer incident or...
Not the Kramer incident.
Or it's going to be she's saying something and calling it by its, you know, its former name. Like how Brazilian nuts are called nigger toes.
Rams used to say.
That's the shit. That's how Prue's gonna get caught out there. You know? That's what they used to say at Buckland's all the time. But yeah. Honestly, we can roll right into rating this episode, because the tweak I would make is get this bitch out of here. Phoebe out of the scene for, or out of the way for a different reason than Dick.
Dick? The last time she saw her sister, she was like, y'all got this. I'm going to get Dick. Like, that's wild to me. That's wild. Rating the episode, I'm going to give it a 10. It was solid. Like, that hospital scene?
Yeah.
I'm going to give it 10 strands of hay.
I hate you. Yeah, I'm going to give this 10 Viola Davis School of Acting.
Nobody did the walk, though.
Nobody did the walk. But they think we're the monsters now. Yeah. Because you can tell she was crying all day. Her voice is gone. Her voice is raw. I've been here with you, Troy. But yeah, they were acting in this episode.
They were. That's it, guys. Season 3.
Look at us. Y'all got a long episode this week. Normally, we be like, all right, let's wrap this shit the fuck up. Get the fuck up out of here. Yeah. Some bitches be hoes. Some bitches be
accidental. Wait. Before we leave. So we typically take a break between our seasons. What we do, we're trying to plan something exciting for you guys in between our little break. So hopefully you guys will come and partake in our exciting news. I'm excited for you. Your April's about to be nice. So you guys should watch out for that.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're not gonna plug that. What's wrong with you?
I'm sorry, yeah. Oh, we're doing like a Sunday dinner. Three cocktail, signature cocktail jump offs. I don't have like a theme per se. It's just, you know, we're approaching wedding season, and I know they're gonna be engagement parties, and they're going to be bridal showers, brunches, out there parties, you know. I got signature cocktails and a 3-course meal coming for you in April.
Yummy.
In April. Yeah.
Yummy.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm so like,
you just shy? What is that?
I'm not shy. Just like,
oh my God.
I'm like, oh crap. I'm at the point where I just start buying stuff. Like, fuck. I'm about to spend so much money. And I live on, you know, the websites and stuff. Hi, Cass, that you fucking weirdo. Anyway, so we just be hoes. It's gonna be a long time before I see it for the whore. Fippe, hello, Al. Yeah, Freebie, as her classmates will call her.
Yeah, this has completely changed my view. So you will see you guys on the flip side.
Oh,
introducing a new character. So, yeah.
And
this will be interesting because I didn't like Paige. So we'll see. As an adult now, I like her.
Never really bothered me, you know. And
well, Paige bothered me because she was completely against Cole. But
Paige is like me. I know when the vibes is off, when something's not right with that person. I don't know what it is. Well, I don't fuck with them. My soul.
Yeah.
That's how I'm clairvoyant. I know when the vibes is off. That person, they no good. They bad proof, so you stay away. But, Nasty!
Wait, should our poll be which sister would you like to see that Prue or Phoebe? That's what I'm going to put as a question.
you know what? I'm gonna revive that Alyssa Milano with the braids beef again for the
carnival. Oh, okay, so they can drag you.
Literally, I'm going to clip what you just asked and use that as a response to one of those. Bye. Alyssa won, damn it! Shut the fuck up and get over it. All right, I have a podcast. Suck my dick.
Goodbye, Ray.
That's another goodbye, friends.